It's July the 25th, 2018, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America. Confused. My mind is never a slave or kept from being free, because I remember from whence I had my way.
I was born in a dump. My mama died and my daddy got drunk. He left me here to die or grow in the middle of Tobacco Road.
Keep on telling me that story, Lou.
I grew up in a rusty shack. All I owned was a hanging on my back. God knows how I loathe this place called Tobacco Road. But it's home. The only life I've ever known. But the Lord knows I love Tobacco Road.
Says, take me back to Tobacco Road. That's where he wants to be. Thank you for coming to my website today. Thank you for frequenting. I'd like to share a little bit with you, a little bit more of what I said on yesterday, if you follow me. And you have to be able to follow me when I talk, because if you're not able to follow me, you aren't going to know why I'm going to play the next record I'm going to play. This has to do with me being spiritual, you being spiritual, and for us to know how to conduct ourselves during very odd times of our lives. Odd times. I thank God He left me here to live during odd times, because I really know what the force of my life is all about, even more so than I knew before. I've always been a very straightforward Christian. I told everyone what I thought about the faith. Never played with it, never toyed with it. Just kept everything straight. You know what? But I got it. You know, I got to throw in a little comedy here, a little slapstick, because I'm really wondering what people think about me. And I am concerned about that. I'm concerned about how people think about me, what they feel about me, whether or not they think that my life has some consistency to it. I was speaking with a young man the other night. He came by to see me, and he said, "I've always relished in the wisdom that came from you." Wow. I didn't know anyone was listening. No, really. I do not think often of myself in those terms. I'm going to play from an album which is called School Days. And there's a picture of Stanley Clark writing down notes that he would play on this white towel wall. Stanley Clark, an album that I've had in my school days. I want to see if I remember the album. And then I'll come back and share some more wisdom with you, okay? And the name of this number is called what? School Days, 7 minutes and 50 seconds. do you know how to conduct yourself during difficult times? Do you know how to handle tribulation when it truly comes your way? It's coming. There was a news flash from Greece. It says that there were a group of people over there where the place is burning up. They found their bodies, and it wasn't the first news network to mention it, but they were all hugged up with each other right before the fire consumed them. Brave, brave people. Terrible scene, though. But as a Christian, as a believer, would you know how to pull through that? Would you be stars and stripes or looking for your baby wipes? I'm serious. Because that's the way I view the church. I view the church when tribulation, when hard time comes. The ones that are in church are acting so foolishly. What's that all about? Just something to think about. What is that all about? All right, I'll let Stanley Clark finish up. Track from the album School Days. That was nice. It's the first time I listened to the number all the way through. That's how the Lucy Goldman Studio helps me out. Helps me to listen to appreciate, to enjoy the arts. And not just think that something is art because I like it. That's all right. It's good enough to sit through. Some of you probably think it was too harsh, too loud, too rock and rollish, too worldly, you might say. What is worldly? There's certain arts that I love. I love classical music. They have this young black boy all over the internet. I think he played at the Brit's wedding a few weeks ago. I forget his name. I subscribe to his Facebook. The boy plays a cello out of this world. He is something now. Not that he is going to be something. He's a 15-year-old that's on the way right now. That was good to see. That's called progress. Can't nobody tell me that African-American boys ain't about nothing. All they need is a little guidance in their lives. I got a message from one of the young men I befriended years ago. And I used to talk with him. I used to go have coffee with him. And I tell him, be careful. Careful of this, careful of that. And all that kind of talk. And I just heard from him. And I was shocked. I was amazed. I was made to, well, good, he's thinking about me. He said he was thinking about me. I wonder how I was doing. And I told him I was doing fine. I didn't mention anything about my open heart surgery, anything. But I've been watching him for years, and he hasn't accomplished his goals. It's quite a gap. He's going to have to smash that idea and rewrite the whole book over again. I'll tell a millennial in a minute, your dreams don't quantify your life. It's getting up off your butt and making some stuff happen. That takes work, hard work. Everybody's not going to be a millionaire. Everybody's not going to be a star. Your teachers lied to you when they taught you that everyone wins in this race called life. They don't. Reality is that there are some losers and some winners. Now, it's okay for you to say that you like to be amongst the winners. I remember, I think I read somewhere in the Bible, it said to be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. So I'd be a winner if I were dead and away from you. Can you understand that concept? We have things in common. But never stop using your head. Because if you ever stop using your head, you will be taken advantage of. Don't get caught up in the emotional drifts of individuals. You can be spiritual. Believe in God. Know what Jesus said, don't you? You believe in God, you also believe in me. Silly Thomas said, show us the Father, and it'll be sufficient for us. And Jesus said to that idiot, I've been so long time with you, and you don't know me yet? That's where a lot of people in the church are. They've been years with him, and they don't know him yet. They don't know that's the way God works. You know, you with that woman that just held you down, made you miserable. You made babies with her. You made a commitment to stay with her. Now, when you make that commitment before God, before your people, and everybody and everything else, and then you go against that commitment, you no good. You are just a no good rascal. And ladies, you need to be careful. Stay away from them guys that hung tight, make you feel good, got that little twinkle in his eye when he talked to you. Talking about my daddy. My daddy was like that. Yep. Don't get caught up by that. Because all it's going to do is bring misery to your front door. Same thing for you young guys. There are easy pushovers. Easy pushovers. Especially if you have a little money. Because people need money to live off of. You understand that game? People need money to live off of. And me, and with my state of our situation, I tell somebody in a minute, you'll be lucky you try to get any money from me. Ladies and gentlemen, don't try that tree. But if you ever want to come by and have a little discussion about wisdom, my brain is constantly functioning. going. I had two young men come by and visit me last night. Most warm visit. I said, well, sure, come on by. That's the way it ought to be. Well, you want to hear some more music? I was thinking about, let me see. I want to get something. Let me reach over here. I will be away from the microphone for a few seconds, choosing an album. All right? If I say something, you'll hear me speak from the other side of the room. I'm going to chill out on hollering, and I'm going to keep it mellow, because that's the way I like it. Now I'm rolling to the other side of the room. I'll be back. Because you are a music lover. And since you are a music lover, you will love this piece. He's Italian. And he's one of the greatest singers that has ever sung. And I'm going to play from just trying to change the mood a little bit. All right. I think, well, it's loading now. Okay. I want to play yes, number 3, Songo. I hope you like this, honestly.
Oh,
cancellare quei ricordi, il desiderio che resta chiuso nelle mani che ti porti al viso ripensando a me, e ti accompagnerà passando le città.
Flood notes on Sango. It's a beautiful number. Andrea Bocelli is the artist. I'll listen to some Marvin Gaye, but I'll listen to some Bocelli also. Yes. I don't have too much to say today. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to slow my tide down on my webcast. It's kind of warm, and so I really don't feel like overexerting myself in thought today. But I will say this. Maybe me and Bro Man will get up and take that, not Bro Man, but Hardcore will take that walk. Listen, hope to see you guys tomorrow. You take care. Thanks for coming by the website.